January 4 is the 11th day of Christmas and the memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, who was a socialite from New York, married with 5 children. After she became a widow, she became the foundress of a religious community, the Sisters of Charity of St. Joseph, and she dedicated herself especially to the poor, founding schools where they could go for free, and they were staffed by her sisters. An amazing woman. She was also a convert. The gospel today is John 1, 35 to 42. John was standing with 2 of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The 2 disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the 2 who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother, Simon, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, in this Gospel we see a man, John, who has gathered disciples, and the relationship with them was such that they trusted him with their lives. And so when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," they believed him. Now, remember that at that time, there had been many false messiahs, and anybody saying this is the Messiah would be highly doubted. People will be skeptical because there had been many fiascos before. And this is a very important point. We have to learn to trust, and we have to learn also when not to trust. And this is a process. It's a process of discerning and knowing who is deserving of trust. If you trust everything and everybody, you're going to be lost. And if you don't trust anything and anybody, then God will not be able to speak to you, and you also will be lost. So it's all about careful discernment that leads to making right decisions in trust. And so they follow Jesus, and Jesus doesn't just tell them who he is. He says, "Come and see." And this is important because the encounter with Jesus is an experience. It's not just that our parents told us that Jesus is God and we just believe it and that's it. But when we follow Jesus, when we encounter him, we come and see, and then we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, which means that we acquire an interior consciousness that he is, in fact, the Lord. The Spirit reveals it to our heart if we are humble and pure and attentive. Now, what happens once Andrew discovers Jesus? In turn, he goes to his brother, Simon, and tells him the good news. And again, here we have a man witnessing to another. The brother, Simon, could have been skeptical, rejected, but he noticed in his brother Andrew an authenticity, an honesty. He knew his brother, and he went, and he encountered Jesus, and Simon received a new name. Now remember, Abraham received a new name and became Abraham, and Jacob received a new name and he became Israel. The change of name means that God is giving him his vocation, his identity. We receive our identity from Jesus Christ. You need to know your name. You need to know who you are. So, since the beginning of this year, the Lord has been speaking to us a lot about know your identity. Receive it from Christ. And once you know who you are, where you're heading, how you are linked with others in community, and you continue to test and verify the authenticity of this, then you will find the way to grow in Christ and the way to holiness. May the Lord bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.